For now, let's get into our scripture reading for today. And today we're going to go to 1 Peter chapter 1, and I'm going to read verses 3 through 5. Again, service is going to be a little bit different here this morning. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. I read out of a New American Standard Bible translation. I will have those words up here on the screen. Please follow along with me in your Bibles, whatever translation that may be. And if you have your place, 1 Peter, which is in the back of your Bible, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 3. If you have your place, let me hear you say amen. Amen. Let's stand while God's word is being read here this morning. And you're going to say, well, Mike, what does this have to do with Easter? What does this have to do with Resurrection Sunday? You are soon about to find out. Verse number 3 says this: Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. We'll stop right there. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, as we look at this scripture text from the Apostle Peter, Father, there is something that we all need to learn here this morning about resurrection. And we're going to learn that from the words of Peter as he was inspired by the Holy Spirit to write this. Father, new truths await us. We eagerly anticipate what we're going to learn here today about these three verses written by the Apostle Peter. Again, to you be the glory. We ask all this in the name of Jesus. Amen. And you may be seated here this morning. Today, April 17th, 2022, is what we call Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday. It's the day that Christians around the world celebrate the resurrection of our Savior, this man, Jesus Christ. Every year, these same Christians go to their favorite church or visiting church, wherever, and they hear the message about the death of Jesus Christ on the cross, and they hear about which happened on Good Friday, and they hear about the resurrection that followed 3 days later. Jesus Christ arose from the grave. Praise the Lord, he arose from the grave. Death has no power over our Savior. Amen? Amen. Death has no power over our Savior. Death cannot hold our Savior. He defeated death by his resurrection, and that's where we're kind of going to go here this morning to talk about that. So for the true believer, the death of Jesus Christ is for the forgiveness of our sins. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is for Jesus to pave the way for that true believer unto glory. Yes, we will be glorified as Christ was glorified, the verses that I have on the front of your bulletin. And the verses pretty much say this: if Christ was raised unto glory, the believer will also be raised unto glory. And praise the Lord, I don't know about you, but I'm ready to get out of here. Whenever that happens, I'm good to go. Let me go. So what does this good news about resurrection mean? And the Apostle Paul answered that question by these three verses right here. And what I am going to do is kind of go through them again. And you'll notice that certain words are in bold and underlined. And I'm just going to take a few moments to talk about each one of those, because each one of them should make us say, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And by the time we get to the end, it's both hands, praise the Lord. So what do we got? What is Peter telling us about this event called the resurrection? And he says this: Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy. Praise the Lord, it wasn't judgment, because that's what we all deserve, amen? We're all sinners. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. We're not going to be judged according to His great mercy has caused us to be born again. What did Jesus... Jesus had a conversation with Nicodemus, right? They had a conversation at night. And Jesus tells Nicodemus, He says, hey, Nick, buddy, dude, you need to be what? Born again. You need to be born again. And Nick kind of couldn't figure that out. But it's very easy. And I've said this many times here at this church. If you are born once, you will die twice. You'll die a physical death. You will die a spiritual death. But if you are born twice, born of the water and of the Spirit, you will only die once, a physical death. You will never have a spiritual death. Death will, you have conquered, actually Jesus Christ has conquered death in our lives. We need to be born again to a living hope. Folks, there's a lot of religions out there, and they all have saviors, they all have deliverers, they all have great teachers. But I can assure you, there's only one who's still alive. And His name is Jesus Christ, and He rose from the grave, and He ascended into heaven, and He's sitting at the right hand of the Father right now, providing intercession for all who believe and trust in Him. He's a living hope. How does all this happen? Here's our key word. Through the what? What's that our word? The resurrection. Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. If Christ never rose from the grave, folks, let's all go home and eat Easter bunnies. Because that's the only hope we have. If there was no resurrection, let's go buy some chocolate bunnies and some Easter eggs and let's go do the Easter thing because that's all there is to it. But there's more to it. There was a resurrection. Amen? There was a resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead to obtain, what do we get out of this?
An inheritance,
Teresa. Yes, we get an inheritance. Why us? Why are we so fortunate? Why is the true believer so fortunate that we get an inheritance? Because it is the promise of God. That is why we get an inheritance. We will get the same inheritance that Jesus gets. We're going to be in glory with Him. And what does it say about this inheritance that we're going to get? It says three things. It's imperishable. That reminds me of the conversation Jesus had with Nicodemus. He tells Nicodemus, for God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall never what?
Perish.
So never perish. It is imperishable. We have eternal life. It's not a future tense thing. It's a present tense thing. Imperishable. It's undefiled. It's pure. It's purer than the finest gold and will not fade away. Folks, if you are saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, that salvation isn't going anywhere anytime soon, okay? Have the assurance of your salvation. Love it and live it because it is undefiled. It will not fade away. What else does it say? It's reserved in heaven for you who are protected. We're protected. We're like Allstate, we're in good hands. No one's going to snatch us away. We are protected by what? The power of God. Not by the power of anything else. Not by the power of a church. Not by the power of a pastor. Not by the power of your spouse. But by the... but by the power of God Himself. He's holding us right here. Through faith, we are saved by grace through what? By faith, Ephesians 2:8. We are saved by grace through faith, and this is a gift from God. What's the gift from God? The grace and the faith is a gift from God, and not by works, because if we could get our way to salvation by works, then we could all do what? Lest no man what? Boast. Hey, I got there by this way, and Cal would say, well, I got there by doing this, and Lily would say, well, I got there by doing this. No, none of us are going to boast. We got there by the power of God and through the faith that we have. Last word for a salvation. For a salvation. Folks, we're all sinners. Amen. But we can all be cured of that problem. Our sin is what separates us from God. We once had a relationship with Him. Once upon a time, we committed a sin. That relationship has been ruined. How do we get that relationship back? We get saved by understanding and believing in the gospel, which I'll go over a little bit later on this morning, what the actual gospel message is. It's actually very, very simple. But we have a salvation. We have been saved from our sins. The thing that keeps us back from going to hell, heaven, and really sends us directly to hell is our salvation, which has been protected by God. Remember this, the wages of sin is what? Romans 6:23. Wages of sin is death, right? So sin is going to make us die spiritually. But Jesus Christ overcame that. He overcame that by the death on the cross. He overcame that by the resurrection from the grave. And all we have to do is trust in what He has already done. How simple can that be, my friends? That's pretty simple, isn't it? Can you tell I'm excited here this morning? It's Resurrection Sunday. It's Resurrection Sunday. So if you are in here and you can honestly say beyond a shadow of a doubt, yes, I have a relationship with Jesus Christ. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that if I died right now today, I know where my eternal destiny is going to be. Then praise the Lord. Let's go to another verse here in a second. We know that this was Peter's response, right? So I ask, what does all this good news mean to you, believers out there? What does all this mean to me, Mike? How have our lives changed? Because 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21 says this, we used to be old creatures, but those who are in Christ are what? We're new creations in Christ. The old has gone, and what? The new has come. We are new people. And it is only through the resurrection of Jesus Christ that any of us can have any kind of hope whatsoever. No resurrection, no hope. But if there is a resurrection, and the resurrection did happen, and we trust and believe in that resurrection, then we have what? Hope. We have hope. We have hope. I'm only going to put one more verse back up here. Actually, three verses, one more slide. Again, from 1 Peter chapter 3. And I actually sent out a text to everybody here at the church and an email saying, hey, if you have a chance, read 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 14 through 16, focusing on verse 15, the one that comes in the middle. And I think you all know where this service is going to go from here. What does Peter say? He says this, but even if you should suffer for the sake of righteousness, you are blessed, and do not fear their intimidation, and do not be troubled, but sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts. Here we go, bold and underlined, we pay attention. Always being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. Yet, with gentleness and reverence, and keep a good conscience, so that in the thing in which you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ will be put to shame. Let's face it, if we're going to claim Christianity, if we're going to walk out there in this world and say, yes, I'm a Christian, I have faith, and this is who I am, we know this. People like us are always going to be challenged by the world because of who we follow. And we know that. But we know what happens out there. But right now, folks, we're not out there. We're in here. So any challenges are not going to happen right now. Not here, not today. Not this Resurrection Sunday. Today is going to be a time for encouragement. I can stand up here and tell you all the story times with Pastor Mike till you've heard them all. And we're not going to do that. Today is story time with you. Peter tells us this. Always be ready to give a defense for the hope that you have. I could preach about the death of Jesus Christ, and we all understand that. We've been to church often enough. I could preach about his resurrection from the grave and the fact that there were women who saw and were visited by the angel and they went running and told John and Peter and they came back. We all know the stories. But here's something I don't know. I don't know your story. Somewhere in your life, if you're a true believer, you have been resurrected from the old you to the new you. Now, for the rest of this morning, I want to hear your story. Can you keep it less than 30 seconds? Okay, maybe 1 minute. There's enough of hot air up front, okay? But if you have been resurrected, if you are a new creation in Christ, what is God doing in your life? I want to hear the resurrection stories. I know the Jesus resurrection story. What is your resurrection story? Now, you got two choices. One, I can hand you this microphone so we can all hear, or you can stand right where you're at and share with the congregation your resurrection story in 30 seconds or less. Who wants to go first? I want to hear your story. How has your life been resurrected from the dead into this new life? Who's going to share? This is Easter, my friends, Resurrection Sunday.